Hello there, Susan. This is Shari with Simply Celebrate, and I was just going through my way overflowing email box and trying to organize some things, and I reread the email that you had sent me, I think it was last week, that was just so much, it was full of enthusiasm and support and your idea about the Joy Jar app, and you were telling me about, you know, making the love list within a Facebook group, and it was just, I don't know, your email was so wonderful and upbeat, and, you know, that's the kind of thing, I may have told you this when I responded by email, but it's just the sort of thing I live for, right? I mean, I love being in conversation with people about this stuff. It's what I, you know, feel like I'm here to do, and to receive such warmth and support and enthusiasm and ideas from you, it's really a huge gift. And I know I already told you this, but one of the things that I'm practicing a lot these days is what I call reappreciation. So that, you know, even though I already told you how much I appreciated it, today I was rereading your email and re-infused with all of that wonderful joy of connection. And I wanted to tell you so. And I wanted to tell you in a voice note so you could actually hear my voice rather than, you know, have it just be yet another email, which are great. I love emails, but it's nice sometimes to have a different kind of connection. So thank you. Thank you for who you are. You know I don't really know you, but I do. You know, I could just tell by the sorts of things that you were saying, even in that short email, the fact that you wrote to me to express your appreciation, the fact that you have these ideas of how you're going to express love to people, to me that speaks volumes about who you are. You know, everyone is really busy. Everyone has way more to do than they think they have time for. And so whenever I meet someone who is taking time out, first of all, to say thank you like you did to me, or to tell me about an idea of how they're going to express their love and appreciation to someone else, I just know that that person, in this case you, is really someone with a huge generous heart. You know, I just know that. So thanks for being that kind of person and inspiring me, right? I mean, I think that that's the way it works, is I hope to put work out there that inspires people, and then when people respond, I get inspired by you. And that keeps me going. And I think that that's the way that the love and light in the world can keep expanding, you know, rather than turning our attention to all of the crazy fear and politics and hatred and divisiveness. It's really lovely to be in conversation about things like the love list you're making or the joy jar, you know. So thank you, thank you. When I leave these voice notes, I love to leave people what I call ninja poetry. And I know that not everybody likes poetry, and I understand that, but I feel like even if you don't like it, it can be a tiny little vacation in the day. Just it's a different kind of language, and a moment of just being read to is really nice, I think. So I typically try not to think about it very much, but just ask, you know, what would be a good poem for Susan today? So what I got back was this one by Stephen Dunn, and it's called The Metaphysicians of South Jersey. Because in large cities the famous truths already had been plumbed and debated, the metaphysicians of South Jersey lowered their gaze, just tried to be themselves. They'd gather at coffee shops in the Vineland and deserted shacks deep in the Pine Barrens. Nothing they came up with mattered, so they were free to be eclectic and as odd as getting to the heart of things demanded. They walked undisguised in the boardwalk. At the Hamilton Mall, they blended with the bargain hunters and the feckless. Almost everything amazed them. The last hour of a country fair, blueberry fields covered with mist. They sought the approximate weight of sadness, its measure and coloration, but they liked a good ball game too, well pitched, lots of zeros on the scoreboard. At night, when they lay down, exhausted and enthralled, their spouses knew it was too soon to ask any hard questions. Come breakfast, as always, the metaphysicians would begin to list the many small things they'd observed and thought. unable to stop talking about this place and what a world it was. I don't know, there was just something about your note to me, I guess, that made me think you might be the type of person who, you know, would really get these lines, you know, about the last hour of a country fair or blueberry fields covered with mist. You know, I just thought there was a sense that perhaps you were someone who might really truly appreciate the many small things that really make this place extraordinary. So thank you for your email again and for your idea and giving it to me so freely. And I look forward to seeing, you know, the link to the social media post whenever that happens. And stay connected.
Bye-bye.